Board President Dane Tomlinson agrees Unit 4 needs to accelerate the pace of district-wide improvements. He says changes to special ed need to be ramped up, particularly for high school students. The board president says he's looking forward to a board meeting later this month in which it'll recommend a new location for two strands of Northside classrooms as required by the consent decree. Tomlinson called yesterday's court hearing non-contentious. A brand new addition of a University of Illinois laboratory will push its nanotechnology research into new areas. The university dedicated its new $18 million expansion of the micro and nanotech lab this morning. Engineering Dean Ilisamnia Deshida says while previous research has led to discoveries in electronics, the extra space will help researchers in nanotechnology explore how to apply the molecular level technology to medicine and agriculture. Nanotechnology involves controlling matter and building devices at the tiniest levels. Alan Kurtz is on tap to join the Champaign County Board in 2 weeks. The board's policy committee endorsed the Champaign Democrat last night to fill Carrie Moline's seat representing District 7. Moline resigned to take a job out of state. The 67-year-old Kurtz came to Champaign-Urbana nearly 30 years ago to manage the local Bergner's department stores. He later ran a Blimby sandwich shop in Campustown that was a frequent victim of Boneyard Creek flooding. Kurtz then led efforts to control the flooding, which eventually led to the Healy Street Detention Basin. He says that's ended the flooding and transformed Campustown.
Right now on Green Street, it's absolutely extraordinary. The buildings that are going up there, the renovation that took place, the remodeling of the entire Green Street complex. I was on the Campustown Business Association at the time, and the leaps and bounds that have taken place because of the fact that there's no more flooding has made Campustown just into a rich asset for not only the university but for the city.
Kurtz has worked on the campaigns of several local Democrats. He lists mental health issues and the county nursing home as major interests if appointed to the county board. And Kurtz says if appointed, he would run for a full term in 2010. The board is expected to vote on Kurtz's appointment later this month. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama will make a campaign stop in Terre Haute Saturday. Obama's campaign says the Illinois senator will talk about the economy during the event scheduled for 12:30 Eastern Time Saturday afternoon at the Wabash Valley Fairgrounds. It'll be Obama's first campaign event in the state since he accepted the Democratic nomination last week, although he and running mate Joe Biden made a brief meal stop Sunday in northeast Indiana. The free tickets required for the event will be available at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning Eastern Time at the Obama campaign office in Terre Haute. John McCain accepts a Republican not presidential nomination tonight in St. Paul. You can hear NPR's live coverage of the conventions last night, tonight beginning at 7, followed by a chance to call in and assess the speech and the race until midnight Central. And we'll bring you the Illinois perspective tomorrow morning during Morning Edition here on AM 580. Tom McRae is a pharmaceutical salesman from Bethalto, Illinois, near St. Louis. He's also a first-time delegate to the GOP convention, and he says he likes him. McCain has a reputation for working with Democrats as well as Republicans.
His character, I think, is, you know, it's unquestionable, I think, his service in the United States. And I think he'll do the right thing, even though sometimes it costs him in the short run, maybe politically at times. I think in the long run, I think he has long-term, you know, success.
McRae says Sarah Palin is excited the party. He spoke about the McCain campaign after helping stuff care packages that will be sent to hurricane victims. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
WILO programs are made possible in part by Bevere Cafe 2, offering gourmet sandwiches, salads, and specialty coffees with seating inside or outside in the lower courtyard of the Institute for Genomic Biology next to Morrow Plots on the U of I campus.
It's 5:34, and Mike Sola has a look at our forecast.
Well, thanks, Tom. The rain continues to work its way across northern sections, while southern portions in Illinois are starting to dry out a little bit more. In fact, rain looks like it has ended now in the southern tip of the state all the way up to around Interstate 64. There are a few scattered showers in Cumberland and far southern Clark County down south of the Casey area. But northern sections, well, they still have a ways to go before they start to dry out. The heaviest rain, well, there's two bands, one that stretches all the way from the Mississippi River near Morrison, Illinois, all the way down to, well, almost the Illinois River in Cass County. And there's also another area of moderate rain with a couple of embedded heavier cells that are in the northwestern suburbs of Chicago. Otherwise, moderate to light rain falling across central Illinois. In central Illinois, heaviest rain appears to be just to the, well, all around the Bloomington-Normal area from north to south, right through McLean and into DeWitt County. So just north of Clinton up through Bloomington-Normal. Well, that rain will continue to taper off, and the scattered showers should become pretty isolated overnight tonight. And where the rain ends and the temperatures cool, patchy fog will develop overnight. Low temperature in Champaign-Urbana around 60. Clouds decrease tomorrow. The high 72, partly cloudy tomorrow night. The low 53. That's football weather. Saturday, mostly sunny. The high 76 degrees. A mostly clear sky for Saturday night with a low of 55. And then on Sunday, we'll start out with plenty of sunshine, but clouds will be on the increase through the day and the high temperature around 80 degrees. Another chance for rain pushes into the area on Monday. Currently 70 degrees on Friends Plaza at 535. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In her speech last night at the Republican convention, vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin made a number of claims that we thought merit some scrutiny. So we turn to Bill Adair, editor of PolitiFact.com. The website is a project of the St. Petersburg Times and Congressional Quarterly. It's been truth-squatting claims by both sides in the presidential race. Bill Adair joins us from the Excel Center in St. Paul. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And let's start by listening to one of